Regional News. Citizens of the World, a network for Portuguese-speaking countries. Citizens of the World is an NGO which aims to contribute to the elimination of all kinds of discrimination and exclusion, and to promote the equalization of opportunities for all individuals in vulnerable situations. As part of its work, Citizens of the World has launched an inclusion network to support the development of inclusive education in Portuguese-speaking countries, Angola, Brazil, Cape Verde, East Timor, Guinea-Bissau, Mozambique, Portugal, and São Tomé and Príncipe. This network is already developing its own website. This will be expanded to contain books, articles, policy documents and other translated or adapted materials from around the world, information about best practices in inclusive education, useful links, etc. Citizens of the World will continue to translate the EENET newsletter, Enabling Education. It will also publish its own Portuguese language newsletter containing articles from relevant countries on issues of interest to parents, community workers, educators and other professionals. This newsletter will be disseminated electronically. The network is working under a memorandum of understanding with EENET. It will also link with the Brazilian network, EdTodos. Citizens of the World is working to build contacts with individuals and organizations in Portuguese-speaking countries. They really want to hear from you if you live or work in one of these countries. Please contact Citizens of the World, Rua Gago Coutinho, 710-566 Sintra, Portugal, email cidadodosmundo@hotmail.com, East Africa. In September 2007, EENET is holding meetings in Nairobi to discuss the development of a network for Kenya and or for the wider East Africa region. This will include a two-day workshop for EENET's members. The first day focuses on discussions around the concept of inclusive education. The second day looks at EENET's approach to inclusive and accessible networking and how to take forward a regional network. If you would like to find out more about the development of this regional network or would like to contribute in some way, we would love to hear from you. An update of progress will be provided on EENET's website following the meeting, and we hope to bring you more news in the 2008 newsletter. www.eenet.org.uk/reg_networking/reg_networking.shtml. Asia. In May 2007, EENET Asia's editorial team held a meeting in Bangkok, Thailand, to discuss the development of a strategic plan for the regional network. The meeting was kindly supported by UNESCO. This was followed by an open meeting at which people from local and international NGOs and UN agencies gathered to discuss EENET Asia's work and comment on the draft plan. EENET Asia is now seeking wider feedback on its plans for future work, so if you have any comments or ideas, please do contact the team. A summary of their strategic plan is presented here. You can read the full document in the EENET Asia newsletter number 4. This is available online at www.idp-europe.org/EENET or in printed format from EENET Asia, Jalan Panglima Polin X, No. 9, Kebayoran Baru, Jakarta, Selatan, 12160, Indonesia. EENET Asia Draft Strategic Plan. EENET Asia is a network of individuals and organizations with different backgrounds but a set of common values. It is facilitated by a team of volunteers based in 5 countries in the region. The network's vision and mission is to encourage and support the sharing of information, ideas and experiences among all those involved in improving access to and quality of education in Asia. It promotes inclusive and child-friendly education systems and practices to ensure that education for all is really for all. Its work focuses on education initiatives targeting learners vulnerable to marginalization and exclusion in formal, alternative, and indigenous education systems. Objectives: 1. Enrich current understanding. Facilitate the development of a more comprehensive understanding of inclusive and child-friendly education. investigate existing definitions and understandings of inclusive and child-friendly education, rights-based approach to education, and quality education to facilitate a wider discussion on these terms in Asia. 2. Networking. Inspire and support partnerships and information sharing between regional and national education stakeholders. Facilitate networking between different initiatives and programs to encourage increased collaboration. Moderate online discussions in English and later other languages on different topics related to inclusive and child-friendly education. These discussions will also be published in the EENET Asia newsletters and online. Work with, learn from and support EENET affiliated networks in other parts of the world. 3. Documenting. Invite stories on inclusive and child-friendly practices from children, parents, teachers and all others involved in education. Invite stories on innovative pre- and in-service teacher education and training programs. Publish information about inclusive and child-friendly policies from throughout Asia. Facilitate capacity building among children, parents, teachers, and others involved in education to help them write about their experiences, for example, through small workshops and individual guidance and coaching. Ensure that all documentation is accessible and reader-friendly, as most readers will have English as their second or third language. Encourage translations of all EENET and EENET Asia publications into different languages used in the region. Invite contributors to write articles in their own language. Ensure that publications are available in Braille and that online versions are compatible with screen reader software. Publish stories that invite reflection and that inspire action and change of practice towards inclusive, child-friendly education. Collaborate with other publications related to inclusive and child-friendly education, child and human rights, as well as a right-based approach to education. Identify and collect information about training materials and research done in Asia that could be redesigned, edited, and promoted for wider use. Promote useful free publications. Promote video and audio materials. 4. Influencing. Influence policies by highlighting inclusive and child-friendly developments in schools, communities, and countries throughout Asia. Influence practices in schools and communities by highlighting socially, emotionally, and academically successful and cost-effective initiatives that have short-term and long-term impact. Influence pre- and in-service teacher education and training programs by facilitating discussions about innovative programs throughout Asia. Influence networking by practicing inclusive and interactive networking within EENET Asia. Influence attitudes and cultural practices by highlighting examples of good practices and the consequences of continued marginalization and exclusion in schools and communities. Join us. We believe everyone can help with sharing ideas and experiences about the development of more inclusive education policy and practice. So, we would like to hear from you if you wish to join any of the existing national or regional networks. You have ideas about starting a new or national regional network. Please note that EENET does not finance such networks, but we offer advice and guidance to new and existing networks. If you would like to help share information or disseminate newsletters in your local area, town or district, etc. Don't forget, Ed Todos in Brazil and Girl Child Empowerment Nigeria are also still networking in their countries, sharing information on inclusive education issues. Contact GCEN, email girlchildemp@yahoo.com, address P.O. Box 4433, Garki, Abuja, Nigeria. Ed Todos, email ed_todos@yahoo.com.br, address Rua Dr. Nicolau de Souza Quiroz, number 953/82. Vila Mariana, Sao Paulo, Brazil, CEP 04105-003. Regina Martins and Windies Ferreira from Ed Todos have just published a new book called From Teacher to Teacher, Teacher Practices and Diversity in Basic Education. It is available in Portuguese and provides stories and voices of teachers who are using inclusive teaching strategies to respond to a wide range of pupils' needs and styles of learning. For information on how to buy this book, please email vendas@sumus.com.br.